prayer. For instance, now we can talk. Well, anyway, just this little thing about how we used to tell each other not to think. That was the mental platform. Just follow. I don't know if that still goes on. I would presume it does somewhere. Of course, an easy way to shut someone up and just make them follow obediently, which is handy. I mean, if you can get people to be so surrendered. Choice that they will stop thinking and just accepting directly. Instructions or whatever. And if that works and makes everyone happy, then sure. I could argue from the point of Vaishnava Siddhanta that this stop thinking is not injunction in the Vaishnava tradition. Rather, that may be an approach of the impersonalist school, Mayavad, and those for whom ceasing any material activities, including mental ones, is the only way to progress in spiritual life. A Vaishnava though does think and does use the complete set of senses they have been blessed with for enjoying the beauty of life with Krishna. So there are these things, if we look back or we look around us and we think once more, that we at least I've felt a bit questionable. It just didn't feel right. Back then, and which when you think a little deeper and scrutinize a little bit, may not be actual instructions by Srila Prabhupada, nor even supported by Vaishnava Siddhanta and all that. So, yeah. I think it's important to see those as little obstacles too.